Anything you want to add to anything you said today?
Yeah, I could think of something else. How do we follow patients? How often should they get CT scans? Why do we do a lot of CT scans? And I'm personally fascinated to watch from the sidelines how guidelines have changed somewhat. And I'm curious to see how the recent provocative argument that all those CT scans are exposing people to a lot of radiation, which appeared in the New England Journal recently, whether that will influence it. There have been, I think, 3 randomized trials that have tried to determine whether intensive, expensive, time-consuming interventions as follow-up alter survival. And the only thing that fell out of that was colonoscopy, and the colonoscopy was really looking for polyps and new cancers.
So you have a patient with stage 3 disease. What do you usually do for follow-up?
Well, I hadn't done CT scans. What I had done in the past was a colonoscopy after their adjuvant therapy and followed them with CEAs on a quarterly basis and liver chemistry semi-annually for 5 years. 90-95% of the recurrences are going to happen within 5 years. And then guidelines changed about 3-4 years ago, based really on sort of a retrospective British experience that was published, and I think some concern that people had that CEA wasn't the ideal or adequate or a totally accurate test, and the notion that for somebody with an occult node or liver nodule could resect it and there'd be a cure. So the guidelines now are to do a CT scan annually for 3 years. Within our own group, we have a difference of opinion. Some people don't want to do it at all. Some people want to do it every 6 months.
I've heard people talk about every 3 months.
Hey, why not do it once a week?
Well, actually, I had Nick Petrelli in here earlier today, and he chaired one of these, you know, groups looking at this issue. And, of course, his thing and their thing was exactly what you say, trying to find the patient who might be surgically resectable. How does that grab you in terms of the rationale?
Well, it's a small numerator and a very large denominator. If you're the numerator, you're very grateful. If you're the denominator and you're the health policy guru, and now you're going to say, how much radiation are all those CT scans going to give someone? And who's going to pay for all of those things? I don't know. I don't have a form dogmatic feeling. I'm just interested to watch how this has changed. On the one hand, in the early 2000 or so, ASCO and NCCN argued sort of against doing anything because there weren't data. Then in 2004, it changed. I think Rich Goldberg wrote the editorial on that in the JCO, and he sort of equivocated too and finally said, gee, I suppose if it were me, I guess I'd have it, so maybe it's okay. But he was sort of waffling, and now we're at the other side where there's a question of could it possibly cause more harm. And I think I guess a little bit bothered by the fact that we are a clinical trial driven profession, subspecialty, and the prospective clinical trials haven't shown that it has helped a large number of people. Of course, for the one person, the anecdotal person that it helps, that's the one you remember. So how this will play out over the next few years, whether we'll be doing MRs that don't have radiation risk if there are more MR machines, I guess it's stay tuned and let's see what happens.